What's up, my friends? It's Matt Prince here. This is the Matt Prince Podcast. Welcome back for another episode. Today's topic is this: own your day, own your life. Okay, now I know some of you are sitting here thinking, shit, that sounds familiar. That title sounds like a book from Aubrey Marcus, and it is. And the reason I've used it is because I knew that it would get a lot more people listening to this podcast. Now, I want to give you a bit of a backstory about that book. This is actually, this podcast, before I keep going on, this is going to be a Q&A-based podcast to answer one of the questions that I had from one of the Royal Fitness members, Andy, about how to get ready and prepare yourself for early morning training. He trains at 6 a.m., and I'm going to go right into that. But before I do that, what I want to do, there's a lot of people that have been talking about Own Your Day, Own Your Life book. Right now, I've met Aubrey Marcus. I sat next to him in a dinner. We were at an event called Changing the Game, and I was in the VIP group. He was one of the speakers. The VIP group, it does dinner with the speakers and converses with them and has drinks with them and all that sort of shit. Like it's sort of like a good experience. It was a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed it. And we're on circle tables to this dinner, like oval shaped tables. I was sitting next to a guy called Logan Henry, who's a guy who I still keep in contact with. He's a coach from North Carolina. And he's super cool. And then on the next to me was Aubrey Marcus. We're sort of on the corner of the circle. And then there was a guy called AJ Roberts, who at one point was the world's strongest powerlifter. He had the biggest squat, I believe, in the world. And he might have had the biggest total as well, but he was strong as fuck. And he's an absolute legend. And I couldn't speak higher of the guy. And if he ever happens to listen to this, I appreciate you, man. And thank you for being a good bloke. But with Aubrey Marcus, back to Aubrey, he wasn't so cool. Like, I was sitting, he was in between, and me and AJ were chatting, me and Aubrey, I was trying to chat with Aubrey, and we're just all talking, and he was just really, like, standoffish, and I don't know if the word would be introverted, because I don't think he's an introvert. He might be, and that might explain it, but he just seemed really disinterested and didn't want to be there, and like super arrogant, super like standoffish to me. And then we're down at the bar, and he's like, he's the only guy there hanging out with like two girls while everyone else is hanging out like drinking and talking shit and having fun, you know. Like, it sort of rubbed me out the wrong way, and it's one of these things I've never forgotten about it. And I haven't read the book purely for that reason, because I found him to come across as a little bit of a dick to me, to be honest. Like, he just wasn't as cool as the other guys, so I've struggled to get into that book. And there's some other stories about how he screwed over another gym owner when they merged and this sort of stuff, which I won't go into, but I don't like that sort of stuff. Like, I don't know if he's a bad person. I'm sure he's not. What he's done in the world's amazing. And if I can do half of the stuff that he's done, I'd be wrapped. So it's not like something, it's not like a jealousy thing. It's just when we actually met, it was underwhelming. I just thought he would be different to how he was. It was one of those experiences. So anyway, the reason I brought up the Own Your Day, Own Your Life podcast title is because I think it's a great concept. I think if you, and I've spoken about this in one of the last Q&As, was like, if you can like just be present and win today, that's going to compound and allow you to win tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. And it's one of these games where a lot of people think too much about the future and too much about the past, and they get fucking nowhere because of it. Okay, so if you can bring your goals and results back to today, there's a huge transformation. Now, into my point with the 6 a.m. people. All right, now I would personally be training at 6 a.m. if it was a necessity for me. If it was something like if I had to work on the road, or if I had to work in the city or in an office or something like that, I would be up and training at 6 a.m. in the 6 a.m. crew. The reason for that, I find morning training transformative because it lights me up for the day. I get a lot more done when I've trained. I think a lot clearer, I feel a lot better, I act more confidently, like everything just feels better. I'm a lot more on and I'm a lot more alert. And that's purely because of getting those endorphins pumping in the morning. Okay, so when I do, all of my training is in the AMs basically, and pretty much the way I go is 7:15-ish. It's usually straight after Andy's crew actually. When they finish, I usually come in and I usually hit an hour and a half of strength-based stuff, usually, depending on the day. That will be Tuesday, Thursday, and usually Saturday as well. At about 8, I'll hit that. So that's like in between, say, 7 and 9, they're my times when I do my strength work. Is that the time when I'm the strongest? No, absolutely not. Is that the time when, is 6 a.m. the time when people are going to be at the strongest? No. But long term, you get better results across your life, I believe, because you're so focused and fired up all the time, right? And you don't have to, like, you're not worried or you're not dreading at the end of the day having to go to the gym after a hard day's work. It's just done. You can tick it off early and you can progress. Okay, now that's part one, right? I really think that if you hit an early session, it transforms people. And with that though, you have to be aware that your performance may not be as good as what it would at nighttime. It might be like 10% less. For some people, it's worse at the start. Like, I trained at a 4 a.m. session once, and I really struggled to squat about 120 kilos. And at the time, I was squatting about 190, 195, I think was me max. So I think it was about 190. It was significantly higher than 120, I can tell you that. But it was either 120 or 140, and it nearly squashed me on this particular morning. And I think it was just because I was so early, because my nervous system hadn't woken up. So the way I prepare for early morning sessions, for the 7 a.m. sessions, for example, and all I would do if I was doing this at 6, I'd do the same thing. I'd get up that hour earlier. I'd get up, you know, at the appropriate time. So if I'm training at 7, I'll get up at 6. I'll set my alarm for 6, and what I'll do is I'll get up at 6, straight up, and I'll scull as much water as possible, up to about a liter I usually have of water, right? From there, depending on, you know, if there's a chance I'll wake Tal up, or if she's already awake or whatever, I'll go outside and I'll bounce on my rebound, on my trampoline. And this is the other thing that I thought with the Own Your Day, Own Your Life book. Apparently he talks about rebounding. It's something that I've known about for a long time. Tony Robbins actually does it. And I've got a rebounder in my backyard, so I do that to fire up. Or otherwise you can just jump up and down on the spot. And what that'll do is wake you up. It's called like a shift move. That's how like Tony Robbins will talk about it. And essentially the bouncing will start to fire up your nervous system and make you more awake. So that would be something that I would do. So I'd wake up, I'd scull some water, and this is a 6 a.m. for my 7 a.m. session. So if you're doing it, I'd do it at 5. Scull some water, go outside, get onto the rebounder and bounce, right? You might be doing that while the kettle's boiling or whatever, but go out and bounce. I'll do that. I'll go inside and I'll make a long black coffee. I love black coffee. I don't drink any milk in my coffees. And especially before training, if you're training fasted, you can get some massive benefits of not having milk or sugar in your coffee. Just have a straight long black or espresso or something like that. But you can bounce on the rebounder, go inside and have your coffee. Get a black coffee. I grab my black coffee, my long black coffee, and I sit down and I journal. I clear out my head. I do like a brain dump. I do my positive focus. I do the work. I do the turnarounds and everything that I need to do to get my head right. And by this point, it's usually like 5, if it's in the 6:30s, it's probably like 6:30, 6:40. From there, I might read. I'm only really close to the gym, so it depends on how far you are. When I was out in Dali, I'd listen to a podcast or listen to a bit of a book or something like that to learn. So I've already hit, this is in the first hour, it's like an hour of power. Like, you're fucking lit up by this stage. You've got up, you've sculled water, you're hydrating. So you're hydrating, you've bounced on the rebound, you've got your nervous system fired up. Then from there, you're going in and you're smacking out some journaling and some coffee. Then you're doing something productive and learning something in your career, in your finances, whatever it is you need to study at that day, you start doing that. And this is part of the core four that I teach the boys on the rebirth, but this is just, basically what I will do before every day. I do it every day, but this is what I would do before training. And then by this stage, right, you've been up for an hour, you've had your coffee, you've been your rebounder, you're hydrated, and you're on your way to the gym. And then I would go to the gym and I would make sure I do a good solid warm-up. Like, same warm-ups as what Chaz would run for you guys in the morning, for what Marley, Steph, you know, tell anybody who's coaching in the morning. Like, it's the same kind of warm-up. You do something, you do some mobility stuff, you do some stretching work, you do some dynamic stretching like leg swings, etc. You do some jogging, skipping, bounding, like agility ladder, all that sort of stuff. And then from there you might fire into some nervous system based stuff, some kettlebell work, some ball slams, some core work stuff, just to keep firing up and warming up more and more. And that's super important, and that will start getting you fired up. Now from there, if you don't hit maximum PBs on any given day, let it go. Who gives a fuck? It doesn't matter. You've ticked off what you need to do, and that was to get there and train and progress forwards. That's all that matters. Okay, so keep this in mind. Like, for you guys that are training in the morning, your strength may not be there, and that's because you're not as awake. Like, you might be stronger at 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. or 5 p.m. It doesn't really matter right now, though. if you keep, you're going to keep progressing, you're going to keep getting stronger, you're going to keep getting better. If you can use some of those methods to fire yourself up to get into a good state, that's going to be game changing for you. I can guarantee it. And it's a good thing to do every day anyway. Like it's a great way to fire yourself up for the day, to be on fire for every day, rather than just being a dragging, bored, slow, sluggish kind of person. So I hope that helps out a little bit, guys. My question to you is, where in your routine do you need to make a shift? Where in your routine do you need to start adding good things that will help fire you up to make that session, that day, that thing, that job, that whatever it is, make it easier on you, make you progress further forwards and faster? All right, guys, that's all I've got for you guys today. If you could share this podcast up with somebody else that needs to hear it, that would be incredible. I'd appreciate you forever. Apart from that, guys, have a great day. If you have any questions, please hit me up. Don't be afraid to hit me up. I appreciate you for listening. And again, like if you can share this up, that would be amazing too. I'll talk to you all very, very shortly. Have a great day. Bye.